From NPR News, this is Weekend Edition. I'm Leanne Hansen, and joining us is Puzzle Master Will Shortz. Hi, Will.
Hi, Leanne.
Now, last week I asked you if you were ready for the holidays, and you said no. I'll ask you this week. You ready for the holidays?
Got the same answer.
Two-word answer beginning with N and ending with O, right?
Yeah, how about you?
Yeah, same answer. But, yeah, you've got a week, you know. We got a week.
That's
you
right.
Left us with a challenge to work on this entire week, and we received a lot of replies. So first, repeat the challenge.
Yes, it came from listener Eric Larson, who's an assistant professor of sociology at McAllister College in St. Paul, Minnesota. I said, name a food in six letters, starting with S, as in Sam. Drop the S, add a D, as in dog, at the end to name another food in six letters. What foods are these?
What are they?
They are salmon and almond.
Well, I think a lot of people had food on the mind. We received about, actually over 3,000 entries from people who solved the puzzle. I actually heard from a family who was driving in their car and their 8-year-old son in the back seat solved the puzzle, and Dad didn't even know he was listening to the radio. There were over 3,000 entries from people who solved the puzzle, and our winner, randomly selected from the correct answers, is Elise Harris from Fresno, California. Welcome to the program, Elise.
Hi, Leanne.
Now, how long did it take you to solve this puzzle?
Well, it took me about 35 minutes.
Oh, that's not too bad. Not too bad. Have you been playing the puzzle a long time?
About a year.
Oh, good. And what do you do in Fresno?
I volunteer at our brand new local library. I do a lot of train traveling.
Train traveling.
I like to travel by train, my husband and I.
Well, Will, please meet Elise. Let's play the game.
All right, Elise, every answer today is a familiar three-word phrase, in which the first word starts with P, as in Peter, and the second word is of. For example, if I gave you the clue, where a ship stops to take on or discharge passengers, you would say port of call.
Okay. No.
All right. Number one, it's at the end of a rainbow.
Pot of gold.
That's right. Number two, what Shylock tried to exact from Antonio in The Merchant of Venice.
Pound of flesh.
Excellent. Title for Charles in Great Britain.
Prince of Wales.
Uh-huh. Old silver coins on the Spanish Main.
Pieces of eight.
Excellent. Soldier captured by the enemy.
Prisoner of war.
Right. Material used in making ornamental casts. The last word is a European capital, specifically of France.
Oh, plaster of Paris.
Plaster of Paris,
oh,
good.
Oh, goodness.
Try this one. Location named on a passport.
Port of entry?
No, that wouldn't be on a passport. Hmm. Maybe on a visa, but not a passport.
Place of origin?
Place is right.
Place of...
Birth.
Place of birth, that's it. Good, good. Something recited in a classroom. You put your hand over your heart and say the...
Pledge of Allegiance.
Right. Gilbert and Sullivan operetta.
Pirates of Penzance.
Excellent. Logical method involved in ruling out one possibility after another.
Process?
Yes.
Process of elimination.
Very good. What Lot's wife was turned into?
Pillar of salt.
That's right. What you might buy at a Florsheim store.
Pair of shoes.
Right. What you might give to the Red Cross. If there's a drive going on.
A pledge of...
No, something you would sit down and they would...
A unit
of blood.
Yeah.
A pint of blood is right. cry from a parliamentarian at a meeting.
I can hear it in a... British parliamentarian's voice, but the last word, you know, order.
That's it.
Oh.
Point of order?
Point of order, order is it. Good, good.
Thank you.
Jacques Chirac. What's his
Premier
title?
Premier of France.
President of France. Thank I'll give you that one.
Thank you.
Feeling of comfort and safety. If you feel comfortable and safe, you would have...
Peace of mind.
Right. And your last one is a slang term meaning easy.
Piece of cake.
Piece of cake is right.
Which this puzzle was not quite. for playing our puzzle today. We're going to send you a weekend edition lapel pin, the 11th edition of Merriam-Webster's Collegiate Dictionary and Thesaurus, the Scrabble Deluxe Edition from Parker Brothers, the Puzzle Master Presents from Random House Volume 2, and the New York Times Will Short's favorite Sunday crossword puzzles from St. Martin's Press. Okay, whew. Tell us what radio station you listen to.
Well, I listen to Valley Public Radio. It's KVPR.
Elise Harris from Fresno, California. Hey, thanks a lot for playing the puzzle with us.
You're very welcome.
Now, Will, the challenge that people are going to work on over the next week as we work our way up to Christmas, what is it?
Well, take a three-word phrase that names some sounds of Christmas, and the respective number of letters are 6, 5, 7. Say the phrase out loud. It will sound like a new phrase in which each of the three words changes spelling, and the new phrase means immensely amuse pretty young women doing a laundry job. What phrases are these? So again, a three-word phrase that names some sounds of Christmas, 6, 5, 7. Say it out loud. All the three words change spelling, and the new phrase means immensely amuse pretty young women doing a laundry job. What phrases are these?
Man, I think we're going to need a lot of peppermint bark and chocolate ornaments to figure this one out. When you have the answer, email us at puzzle@npr.org. Only one entry per person, please. And because of the Christmas holiday, our deadline this week is Wednesday, 3 p.m. Eastern Time. Please include a phone number where we can reach you at about that time. We'll call you if you're the winner. And you'll get to play Puzzle on the Air with the puzzle editor of the New York Times and Weekend Edition's Puzzle Master, Will Shorts. There's also information on our website at npr.org. Will, I'm going to wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year, as well as to everyone listening, because you're going to see me in the new year. I'm taking 2 weeks of R&R over the holiday, and Sheila Cast will be here to play. But I'll be listening, so thanks a lot, Will.
Thanks, Leanne. Merry Christmas.